This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Just recently, we added Everlifting to the playlist from Christy Knuckles from her brand new album, Into the Glorious, and very excited to have her on the phone with us this morning. Christy Knuckles, good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, you're a Texan girl. What is it in the water of Texas that produces such great artists? I'm flabbergasted every time I hear, yeah, we're a Texan band. I'm like, what's with Texas?
I don't know. I think it's because just you get so bored.
Oh,
nothing else to do.
I love your honesty there. That's good.
You're like, yeah, we're just really into music, but now you're like, yeah, we get bored, so we got to do music.
Right.
When did it all start for you?
Definitely when I was young. My dad is a pastor. He's been a pastor my whole life, and so I always had a platform, you know, in a good way, and just through the church, you know. And I think that I started probably when I was 7, you know, singing, maybe even younger.
Wow.
On the stage. And, you know, my dad just asking me to share a song or find a song that meant something to me to share to the congregation. And so it was just such a great learning experience for me. And I did that all the way till I got married, you know, pretty much just sang at my parents' church and was a part of their ministry. So, yeah, it started really young for me.
Well, when did it become like a career choice for you?
Definitely, probably after I met my husband, Nathan. I remember we were early married. I mean, we'd probably been married 6 months. And I remember we looked at each other and said, what if we didn't get real jobs?
Oh.
You know, and we laughed and it was like, well, you know, we could, you know, what if we did this? Like we just traveled and we sang and we wrote and that's pretty much what happened. I mean, we had to have real jobs at first. You know, while Nathan was finishing school, he finished college, and I kind of worked and helped him finish. But all that time we were writing and we recorded a independent record, just kind of borrowed some money from a guy in our church. And that, so really early on in our marriage, we've been married 17 years now, but just when we first got married, we just kind of hit the road. So it's kind of really all we've ever known. And we were signed officially with a label in 1998. So we kind of did it independently for a while and then we're signed with a label. So,
wow, what a leap of faith.
Seriously. Every year we do something crazy every year that feels like a leap of faith. But yes, our whole life, our whole married life feels like a leap of faith. So you're right.
Well, you've got the new album out, Into the Glorious. What number album is this for you?
Well, my solo record, this is my second solo project. Mm-hmm. My husband and I used to be called Watermark back, and we did about 5 records as Watermark. And so this is really only my second record. I'm not really going out on my own because my husband still plays for me, writes, produces my records. But it just makes a lot of sense for us at this point. I do a lot of stuff with women, lots of women's conferences. And it just, I don't know, it just seems like to go over really well to just go by my name now. And Nathan produces full-time now, too. So it lets him kind of do his thing and not have to be on all the interviews and do the photo shoots and all those things anymore.
What are your influences? Who are the artists that have impacted you most as you've been developing your sound as well and who you are and with your husband as well? Who are those artists you've relied on and also just listened to if you haven't collaborated with?
Probably early on, it was Amy Grant, a lot of Christian music. I was raised on, you know, 80s Christian music pretty much. So Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And it's pretty cool because the label that we first signed with in 1998 was owned by Michael W. Smith. And that was neat because it was kind of our child. Nathan, too, it was just kind of our childhood. Grew up listening to him, loved Christian music, have always loved it. But I think probably I'm pretty influenced by country music as well. I love Keith Urban and just James Taylor, even like a lot of just folk and bluegrass. I love Patty Griffin. Love to listen to even Dolly Parton sometimes. So it's sort of all over the map. I love folk and country and bluegrass and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, those are kind of the things that we listen to around the house. And, yeah, so.
Will we be able to hear some of those influences coming through in this new album?
Absolutely. Actually, this record is way more, I would say, just, it's kind of more chilled. It's not sleepy, but it's just more organic, more just stripped down. I didn't want it to sound overproduced because I don't listen to overproduced things in my car. I like to listen to things that calm me down and chill me out. And so this record's a little more like that. And there's a couple of songs. Actually, there is a country song by the Judds called Love Can Build a Bridge that we recut. And I love it. I love that style and that influence. And so, yeah, there's definitely some of that on this new one.
Cool. Is there a standout track for you that, like, if you were going to point us to any track, you'd go that one?
Oh, that's hard because this is my favorite record I've ever done.
Cool.
There's a song called Wonderful. I think it's track 2. I could be wrong. No, I think it's track 3. also track 2 is called For Your Splendor. And those two are probably my favorites on the whole record.
And why do they stand out to you?
Well, For Your Splendor, honestly, the record could have been called that because it was just this song that probably took me about 3 years to write, but it was just a lot about the kind of the pruning process that happens in our lives at times when God sort of just strips away things and has you lay down things and have you, you know, trust Him with things. And He kind of cuts away things that you don't need, but later you grow more fruit in your life and you blossom. And it's kind of comparing my life to a tree and just the process of being pruned and growing. And and then in Wonderful, I wrote in my car just on the way to the grocery store. but it was just a moment of just wanting to sing out praise in a moment of just, I'm sorry, that's my dog.
No, that's all right. That's so cool.
He sounds like a big dog.
Yeah, he sounds meaner than he is. But yeah, just Wonderful was written in my car, and it was just kind of this like moment of praise in the middle of, that's why it's called Into the Glorious, the record, because it's just about finding the glorious things in the mundane things of life, kind of in the everyday moments of life, being swept up into the glorious and choosing in those moments to praise Him and to make that, you know, your sanctuary, even your car, you know, my minivan, that's what I drive. It can become my sanctuary, you know, in the midst of like the mundane and the crazy things of life. So anyway.
Do you write a lot of songs in the car?
I do actually, because we have 3 kids and now that's sort of just how I've had to learn to write, because I can't do those like candlelight songwriting moments unless it's after they went to bed, you know. So I've learned that they can be kind of watching a movie or whatever in the car or just chilling out, and I just have my recorder, my iPhone up there, and I'm just singing things into my iPhone, and it seems like some of the best things come in the mundane, you know, in the running errands, in the carpool line, at a traffic light. You know, it just seems like sometimes those things, the just profound things come in those times for me. I don't know why. And sometimes when I try to sit down, it feels like forced and it doesn't come out as well. So, yeah, absolutely. I wrote most of this record in my car, so kind of strange, but
well,
good.
It kind of makes sense artistically because so many people listen to music in their car and have a real connection with it, and you're writing it in the car, so it's kind of like it just makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it really does, and a lot of times I'm listening to something that's inspiring me, and I'll just turn it off, and then I'll just be in silence, but I've kind of got the creative door open, and I'm kind of just thinking, and I don't know, yeah, it's a good thing. So.
Cool.
Well, can we play Everlifting now, and do you want to set it up for us?
Sure. This is definitely a song that was written in a Keith Urban phase of having Keith Urban on in my van a lot. And so this was the last song we wrote for the record. We needed that up, snappy kind of song that you want to roll down the window in your car and just sing. So this is Everlifting.
Great. Christy Knuckles, great to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.